Welcome to CISO Q&A, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, the industry's most accurate, timely, comprehensive, and operational cyber risk intelligence. Learn more at blackkite.com. A special report from Moody's Investor Service features the results of a 2023 90-question survey of more than 1,700 respondents that gauges cybersecurity practices among global debt issuers. Our guest expert is Adam Cowan, Global CISO at Eastman, a Fortune 500 company based in Kingsport, Tennessee. Adam, you brought this survey to our attention. Give us the 30,000-foot view on why it's important.
As a participant in this survey, we've always engaged with Moody's Investor Service in one way or another. Moody's is one of the major credit rating agencies for companies and governments across the globe. These type of ratings are used by investors to make informed decisions on where they're going to allocate their capital. The Moody's customers are important because they represent a wide range of investors, governments, and even financial institutions across the globe. Considering the importance of cybersecurity risk in their calculations, they recently conducted this survey with over 1,700 respondents where we participated.
Adam, historically, CISOs and cybersecurity leaders have not reported to a CEO, a CFO, to a CIO, but that's changing. It's jumped dramatically. In 2023, it's up to 90%, and that's up from 61% in 2020. What's the purpose of changing this, elevating the reporting structure, do you think it's a good thing?
I do think it's a good thing. I've said before in some other circumstances that cybersecurity is no longer a subset of IT, but it's more of a superset of the company. It has broadened its impact and influence, and that's the reason this reporting structure has changed. The companies are realizing that cybersecurity is a business continuity discussion. When they have so many operational areas, they have telephone systems, even email, that can be disrupted and prevent them from making sales or providing a service, they quickly understand that cybersecurity is no longer just an IT discussion. It also helps that this position has been elevated to reporting to a C-suite because other departments start to realize how important cybersecurity is to the company because of that change. And it enables that leader to provide influence and discussions that he or she would not have been able to have in the past, or it would have been more of a hindrance to have it in the past when communicating with other business leaders at the company.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Black Kite knows how complex it can be managing your cyber ecosystem risk. You're forced to either use a manual process or rely on old-school ratings or scorecards. Neither option gives you a full picture of risk, and both force you to make decisions with blindsides, and this uncertainty causes increased stress. Black Kite illuminates risk in your cyber ecosystem. Our deep insights help you ease the tension caused by the unknown in your cyber ecosystem. We do this by giving you more than a risk score. We've created an automated system that provides real-time and accurate risk intelligence. Our data is accurate, reliable, detailed, and operationalized, so you can make informed risk decisions across your ever-changing cyber ecosystem. To learn more, visit blackkite.com.
And now, back to the podcast.
So let's elevate this from the C-suite to the boardroom. We're starting to see a trend. It's minimal at this point, but we're expecting it to grow. We hope that it does, and it does tie into what we've been talking about. And this would be the notion of either CISOs or people with substantial cybersecurity knowledge experience being on the board. Do you think that's a good thing? And do you think we'll see more of it? We have seen that in some Fortune 500 companies, but not a lot.
I do think it's going to increase. Here in the United States, at least the SEC, they actually mentioned in their draft requirements that they were going to require cybersecurity participation. Now, some of that language has been drastically reduced compared to the original language, but the importance is not that every board member has to have a cybersecurity degree or have worked on an incident response team. The importance is that someone is there with a knowledge and capability that wasn't there in the past. pass to properly understand the risk that are coming to the company across the board. We saw this with Enron a couple of decades ago when suddenly all these financial people needed to be board members so they could ask the tough financial questions. And we're in that same vein now when it comes to cybersecurity. The push is to get that type of knowledge somewhere in the board so that appropriate questions can be asked.
CISO Q&A is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, an award-winning cyber risk intelligence platform. Black Kite is disrupting traditional third-party risk management practices worldwide, automating the process of providing real-time and accurate risk intelligence so you can improve business resilience. Learn more at blackkite.com.